With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Brown University shooting suspect has been found dead. The body of former Brown student Claudio Neves Valente was found in a storage unit in Salem, New Hampshire. Providence, Rhode Island Mayor Brett Smiley.
Over the past 5 days, minutes have felt like hours. But the people of Providence have done what we're best at. We've leaned on one another, come together, and supported one another, and showed the nation what a tight-knit community looks like.
The suspect has also been linked to the killing of an MIT professor in Brookline, Massachusetts, 2 days after the Brown shootings. The NASCAR world is in shock at word of a plane crash that claimed the lives of retired driver Greg Biffle and his family.
NASCAR said that Biffle was a beloved member of the NASCAR community, adding, quote, his passion for racing, his integrity, and his commitment to fans and fellow competitors alike made a lasting impact on the sport. North Carolina Congressman Richard Hudson posted on X, I'm devastated by the loss of Greg, Christina, and their children, and my heart is with all who love them. He added, they were friends who lived their lives focused on helping others.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says a Cessna business jet crashed at Statesville Regional Airport north of Charlotte. The Department of Health and Human Services has unveiled a series of regulatory actions effectively banning so-called gender-affirming care for minors. The Kennedy Center Board has voted to rename America's Cultural Center the Trump Kennedy Center. Yes, the Democrats are outraged. Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan has been convicted of felony obstruction for helping an illegal immigrant evade ICE agents. She could get 5 years in prison, but her lawyers say there will be an appeal. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 47 points. NASDAQ futures 116 points higher. This is SRN News. Operation Christmas Child has shifted into high gear.
The annual Ministry of Samaritan's Purse has just opened a new 80,000-square-foot processing facility in Baltimore. Volunteers are gathered there to package up millions of shoeboxes full of gifts for kids in the third world sent in by Christians all over the U.S. The goal this year is to hand out 12 million shoeboxes, and the army of volunteers has less than a week till Christmas. The program began back in 1993 and has been growing exponentially. Michael Harrington reporting.
Faith-based films are gaining traction in Hollywood, with recent successes sparking renewed interest. Angel Studios' animated biblical film David has already exceeded $14 million in pre-sale tickets. The Chosen, a popular drama about Jesus, has grossed over $116 million domestically since Fathom Entertainment began releasing it theatrically in 2023. Studios are recognizing the box office potential of faith-based content. This is SRN News. The debates over the merits of diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives are heating up.
The head of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission urging white men to report workplace discrimination based on race or sex. Andrea Lucas, a sharp critic of DEI initiatives, is calling on affected individuals to contact the agency. Meanwhile, critics claim that DEI creates fairness for one and all, even white men. Former EEOC Chair Jenny Yang calls Lucas' focus on white men problematic. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump has signed an executive order that could reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. It could ease regulations and expand medical research. However, some Republicans have their doubts. They oppose the change, arguing that marijuana remains a dangerous drug. More details at srnnews.com.